Our sugya on Daf Yud Gimel begins with a question. The Gemara begins with a question: if a tzuras of Pesach is effective for a mavui which is higher than 20 amma, and the Rishonim, Tosfos, and other Rishonim immediately ask a question: why do we need to have a tzuras of Pesach if it's higher than 20 amma? By every tzuras of Pesach, by definition, there's economy kan, v'economy kan, v'kon al gabeim. So if there's economy kan, v'economy kan, we already have a lechi. And a lechi, there is no problem if the mavui is higher than 20 amma. So actually, based on this question, this is not the answer that Tosfos gives, but there are Rishonim. And this is one of the reasons the Rishonim actually give, that a just like a Kaira is ineffective by a Mavui, which is higher than 20 Amis, so too a Lechi is ineffective by a Mavui, which is higher than 20 Amis. Even though, as we've learned in the Gemara, the reason why a Lechi is effective and the reason why a Kaira is effective are very different reasons. A Lechi is effective because it creates a Mechitza, and therefore it shouldn't make a difference if it's 20 Amos tall or higher or not. A Kaira is there because of Heker, and of course, when it's that tall, you don't have a proper Heker. But these Rishonim explain that Chazal did not want to differentiate between, according to the Rabbanon, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees, obviously, but according to the Rabbanon, Chazal did not want to differentiate between a Lechi and a Kaira, and therefore they said if a Kaira is ineffective when it's 20 Amos tall, so too would a Lechi be ineffective. Other explanations that are given, Tosfos says, is that by a Mavi Hamafulish, or by a Mavi whose opening is wider than 10 amis, the halacha is that their alechi is not effective. And therefore, we're talking here about a mavi mafolish, or a mavi whose opening is wider than 10 amis. Other terutzim that are given is, we learned in the Gemara earlier, a discussion if one can use the area Bein Halucha Ayim, right next to the Lechi, a Gemara in Daf Tes Amud Aleph. And the Gemara says that you can't carry in the area that's right next to the Lechi. There is no such Halucha by Tzuras HaPesach. By Tzuras HaPesach, the Halucha is that you could carry even right next to the Tzuras HaPesach. And therefore the Gemara didn't want to rely on a Lechi, because then you couldn't carry next to that area. By Tzuras HaPesach, you don't have that disadvantage, and that's why they want to rely on a Tzuras HaPesach. Another teretz is, as the Gemara discusses later, a Lechi does have a minimum shear, kechut hasarbel. It's very minimal, but it has a minimal shear. The Kaira Mikan, doesn't have a minimal shear. And therefore, we wanted to be able to rely on that type of a Kaira Lechi, which is part of a Tzuras HaPesach, not on a Lechi Mikan, the Lechi Mikan that has some sort of a shear. Another teretz that the Mefarshim suggest is that we had sugyas in our perek about a Lechi HaNir B'Befnim, Vein HaNir B'Bechutz, or a Lechi HaNir B'Bechutz, Ven and Nir B'Befnim, if they're considered valid lechis, different opinions. But again, explained the Mefarshim, those discussions about a lechi, if it's only Nir from B'Befnim, or if it's only Nir B'Bechutz, are only regarding lechis. Those discussions do not apply to Tzuras HaPesach. By Tzuras HaPesach, we have no such rule. And therefore, the Gemara wanted to have, that's why we're speaking about a situation of a Tzuras HaPesach, not about a Lechi. The Taz gives another interesting teretz, that when we're relying on a lechi, the lechi has to be able to stand beruach metzuya, in a regular wind. A tzuras ha-pesach does not have that requirement, and since the tzuras ha-pesach doesn't have that requirement, the halacha is that it's considered, that's why we're speaking about a tzuras ha-pesach, where it's a weak tzuras ha-pesach, and it still may be effective in such a way. Another teretz, which is offered by the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, is that our Gemara here is speaking about a situation where the Kanim are three tefachim away from the wall of the Mavoi. And they're not considered valid as far as Hilchus Lechi are concerned, but they are considered valid as far as Atzuras HaPesach is concerned. And the Mefarshim discuss, is this indeed a disqualification of a Tzuras HaPesach? Some Mefarshim, the Tfuah Shor, says the fact that Tosfos doesn't give Rabbeinu Peretz's solution is a raya that Tosfos' opinion that just like a lechi has to be within three tefachim of the wall, so too is the halacha by Tzuras HaPesach. That a Tzuras HaPesach has to be within three tefachim of the wall, and otherwise it would not be valid. Many achronim disagree, and they say that a Tzuras HaPesach can be effective, even if it's right next to the wall. Rav Kiv Eger paskins that way in the Shailos HaTshuvos. But if so, asks Rav Kiv Eger, why didn't Tosfos offer this teretz? So he says that the reason Tosfos didn't want to say the same teretz as the Tosfos Rabbeinu Peretz, we could, then if Tosfos would have said that, we would have assumed that not only by Tzuras HaPesach is there no disqualification if it's distance from a wall, so too would be the halacha by lechi. And therefore, to avoid such a confusion, Tosfos said different terutzim. The Shaila Meshev also paskins that that the halacha is that a Tzuras HaPesach could be distance from the wall. And the reason it wasn't spoken about is because, as Tosfos says, we're speaking about a Mavi and Mefulish. And by a Mavi and Mefulish, a Lechi isn't effective. So once Tosfos says, the Shoilem Eishiv, established that our Gemara is speaking about a Mavi and Mefulish, by a Mavi and Mefulish, there is no concept of a Lechi, and therefore Tosfos didn't go into details about the Lechi. Another pshat that I saw is that actually this is the shakla v'tarya of the Gemara. The shakla v'tarya of the Gemara is that the Gemara wants to assume in the Havamina that a lechi and a tzuras ha-pesach have to be similar to each other, and therefore the Gemara indeed wanted to know what would be the halacha if your tzuras ha-pesach was higher than 20 amos. Is the halacha that just like a kaira, and as I said earlier, perhaps a lechi as well, are ineffective under such circumstances, so too would be the halacha by a lechi, and actually, so by the tzuras ha-pesach, and actually, that is what the Gemara answers. The Gemara's teretz is that a lechi does, that tzuras ha-pesach is different than a lechi. The Gemara, in fact, is teaching us this very lesson. Don't compare a tzuras ha-pesach to a lechi. And by a lechi, in fact, the halacha will be that if it's distance from the wall, it would be a disqualification. By a tzuras ha-pesach, it isn't. The Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Samach Gimel, Sif Vav, Paskins, Tzorach Shlo Yehei HaLechi, Rochik Min HaKoysel Gimel Tfachim. And there are two reasons in the Rishonim why indeed so is the halacha by a lechi. Rabbeinu Yonason, who is quoted by Nag Avram, says the reason is because Os Avira the High Gisa, Vavir the Haigisa Umavatale. Whereas if the Lechi is within three tefachim of the wall, we don't have such a problem. Tysus, however, gives a different explanation. He explains that it's not considered a valid mechitza. If you have this gap, it's not considered that it's nicker, that it's for a lechi. And it could well be that this machlokes rishonim, in explaining why a lechi, which is distant from a wall, is disqualified, would be very valid regarding the Tzuras HaPesach. If we say that the reason is because of Asa Avira the High Gisa, Vavira the High Gisa, or Mavatale, maybe that doesn't apply by a lechi, by a Tzuras HaPesach. Or maybe it does, actually, as the Chazanist said. But if the Vart is because of Heker, a Tzuras HaPesach has its own independent Heker. And therefore, Asa Avira the High Gisa, Vavira the High Gisa applies by Tzuras HaPesach as much as it applies by a situation of a, as much as it applies by a situation of a lechi, and it would be a disqualification. If, however, the reason is because of Heker, it could be a Tzuras HaPesach, because it has the Kair Mikam, the Kair Mikam, the Kair Al Gabeim, always has an adequate Heker, and therefore, even if it's distant from the wall, it would be considered a valid, it would be considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach. The Chazon Ish has a different explanation. The Chazon Ish is very much in line with his opinion that he said that we've quoted in previous shiurim. The Chazon Ish's opinion is that a Tzuras HaPesach has to look, has to resemble a doorway. And that's why we quoted the Chazon Ish as saying that it would make sense that a Tzuras HaPesach should have a mezuzah. Says the Chazon Ish, it's very uncommon that somebody should build a doorway with a gap of three tefachim between the doorway and the wall. And therefore, if it's distant from the wall, the Chazon Ish says it would be an invalid Tzuras HaPesach. The Mishnah Brura in Siman Shin Samach Gimel, Sif Katan Chaf Gimel, says that we should only be lenient in extenuating circumstances when the Tzuras HaPesach is distant from the wall. However, I saw that the Paiskim make a very interesting distinction. They say, and according to Chazon Ish, it's very understandable, they want to distinguish between when the Tzuras HaPesach is separated from both walls by three tefachim or more, or when it's only separated from one wall. When it's separated from both walls, they're much more machmer. If it's only separated on one side, but not on the other side, they're more lenient. One more issue I'd like to discuss regarding the Tzuras HaPesach. The Mekar Chaim from the Nesivos says that a Tzuras HaPesach should not be constructed in an area that's already enclosed on all four sides. And in fact, many Paiskim, the Marsham, the Shalos HaTshuvos Halach Shloima, the Beis Shloima, and the Mishnah Brura in Siman Shin Samach Gimel Sif Katan Yud Gimel, agree with this Psak. Some Paiskim are even more Machmer, and they say that even if a single wall divides the two side posts, that already would make it a disqualified Tzuras HaPesach. That means if you constructed a Tzuras HaPesach and running through your Tzuras HaPesach as a wall, that also would be a disqualified Tzuras HaPesach. However, many Paiskim, I heard that this was the opinion of Rabbi Aaron Cutler as well, say that even a Tzuras HaPesach that's encompassed by four mechitzes, when the situation is unavoidable, is considered a valid Tzuras of Pesach. And many Erevin that are constructed with Tzuras of Pesach may be in different places that have enclosures and have walls or are an island, yet are considered valid Tzuras HaPesach, because, as I said, the Paiskim take a more lenient approach. Certainly, the Paiskim suggest, when the area is considered enclosed only when, because of a halachic enclosure, that we're lying on a lovud, or we're lying on a good asik, there we could be more lenient. I did see, however, Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky was machmer that an area that's considered enclosed, even if it's only considered enclosed because of a halachic enclosure, it's considered an invalid Tzuras HaPesach. And this would actually be a very big problem with many Tzuras HaPesach. So, if you have, according to these Paiskim, a Tzuras HaPesach right in front of a wall, so we have two situations. We could have a situation where a wall goes through the Tzuras HaPesach, and we could have a Tzuras HaPesach in front of a wall. It seems from the Paiskim that when you have a wall going through a Tzuras HaPesach, we have to be machmer. But when we have a Tzuras HaPesach, and so was the opinion of the Stipler, but if you have a Tzuras HaPesach that's in front of a wall, there the Chasam Sofer in Ohr Chaim, Siman Tzadik Aleph and Siman Tzadik Vav, and the Avni Nezer say that it's obvious that it was constructed to be a Tzuras HaPesach, it would be considered a valid Tzuras HaPesach. One other interesting question is, what would be a halacha if you have a Tzuras HaPesach that's narrower than four, that's only four tefachim wide? The Prima Gadim says that this is actually a machloikis of the Rambam and the Tor. However, the Shari Tshuva in Simen Shin Samach Gimel Sif Hei quotes the Shiles of Tshuva's Oil Yaakov that it's not common to construct a Tzuras HaPesach where the two sides are so close to each other, and therefore it's considered an invalid Tzuras HaPesach. And again, the Chazon Ish, l'shitasoi, that the Chazon Ish holds that the Tzuras HaPesach has to look like the Tzuras HaPesach that we have for a doorway for a mezuzah. And therefore, just like by the doorway of a mezuzah, if it's a very narrow doorway, it's not considered a valid doorway to be mechayiv in a mezuzah, at least certainly not midaraisa, says the Chazon Ish, it would not be valid for Tzuras HaPesach either.